It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And thanks for joining us on the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today's story, the NBA trade deadline looms this week. With the NBA's annual trade deadline approaching us on February 10th, the Basketball League and its fans have declared open season on speculation. In most seasons, the NBA's trade deadline rarely sees any kind of blockbuster type of trade where star players from contending teams are involved in a deal. In most cases, one or two of the struggling teams, though, attempt to dump their highest-priced player's contract in order to cut the overhead and improve their chances for a better draft pick the next season. Did anyone say tanking?
Yeah, I'm all ears.
Of course not, right. Getting rid of the team's highest scorer for another team's bench warmers doesn't necessarily mean that your team is throwing in the towel on the season. But that ploy really doesn't fool most of us, does it? My favorite line is, bad teams keep making bad deals, and good teams usually make the good deals. It's simple, but it's true. Keep in mind that when you start seeing deals start to happen around the NBA this week, if a bottom feeder's star player is suddenly dealt to a contender, that franchise will be promising its dwindling fan base that the draft pick or picks that they receive in return will be a key part of the team's future rebuilding process. And don't you believe them. The deal was made to preserve money right now and cover the team's annual expenses. So let's start with the most widely discussed NBA player who may or may not be traded this week. Yes, Ben Simmons of the Philadelphia 76ers is in the midst of a season-long pouting session. You see, his contract calls for him to be paid a whopping $30 million this year. It's a little bit more than we make, right? But he's unhappy because his employer and the team's fans want him, can you believe this, to improve his shooting percentages from the field and the free throw line. Isn't that horrible? In 2021, Simmons scored just 14 points a game, but he did add 7 assists for the Philadelphia 76ers. But during last year's NBA playoffs, the 6'10" Simmons, as usual, became an unguarded man by the opposing teams because of his reluctance to shoot the basketball from anywhere outside of a few feet from the rim. If he doesn't have a clear path to the basket for a layup or a short shot attempt, his shooting accuracy is so bad that he wouldn't have made my high school basketball team.
Yes!
Opposing teams have resorted to fouling Ben Simmons instead of letting him get a shot close to the basket. Simmons only shoots his free throws at a 60% clip, and the NBA league average is almost 75%, so opponents usually will surrender just 1 point by fouling him instead of letting him dunk the ball for an easy 2-point score. For reasons which I simply do not understand, Ben Simmons fathoms his basketball skills to be akin to one of the NBA's all-time great Hall of Fame players, Magic Johnson. Irvin Magic Johnson was the tallest point guard in the NBA at 6'9" during his playing days back in the 1980s and 1990s. Magic was just as likely to whip a clever pass to a teammate as he was to shoot the ball himself. He was also a spirited team leader and made all of his teammates play better by keeping them involved in the game. Also like Ben Simmons, Magic Johnson's shooting skills were rather weak coming into the NBA. But unlike Ben Simmons, Magic Johnson quickly recognized his deficiencies and worked hard in the offseason to improve his outside shooting skills. He became a reliable scorer and free throw shooter and went on to become one of the NBA's greatest players ever. After being the most sought-after high school talent in years, Ben Simmons played just one season of college basketball for talent-starved LSU. The Tigers allowed freshman Ben Simmons to have free rein on the court, as he and the school both used each other for their own reasons. The Ben Simmons show at LSU allowed the player to have the ball in his hands most of the time, while thousands of curious fans started to show up at LSU's Pete Maravich Assembly Center in hopes that Ben Simmons would help turn around the Tigers' basketball fortunes in the SEC. Though Simmons would score about 19 points per game during his one and only season at LSU, the Tigers finished the year at 18-15 during his 1 year. Simmons would then bail out of school before the end of the spring semester in order to prepare for his early entry into the NBA. That's all he wanted from LSU anyway. And a note to future NBA employers, Simmons went a mere 1-for-3 from the three-point line during his year at LSU for the entire basketball season. After being taken by the Philadelphia 76ers in 2016 as the number one overall draft choice after just 1 year in college, Ben Simmons' shooting statistics in the NBA have remained, well, pitiful. According to one source, Simmons has attempted 54% of his NBA shot attempts in the last 4 years from inside of 3 feet from the basket. That's 54% 3 feet away or less. He takes 33% of his shots from just 4 to 10 feet away from the basket, and just 13% of his shot attempts have been outside of 10 feet away from the hoop. For a player who fathoms himself as a point guard away from the basket, it's easy to see why other NBA teams don't even bother to guard him unless he's driving to the hoop. The Philadelphia 76ers have been very patient with Ben Simmons. After 4 years and no statistical improvements in his basketball skills, the Philadelphia 76ers have offered Simmons help with both his shooting and his mental toughness, too. What did he say? No thanks. Ben Simmons made up his mind after last year's embarrassing playoff performance that he wants a trade out of Philadelphia and will never suit up for the team again. Though he has 3 years left on his current contract, Simmons has made good on that threat to sit out this year's basketball season. Unfortunately for Ben Simmons, his teammates in Philadelphia aren't missing him on the court either. The Sixers are doing just fine without their petulant young star, as they're currently number two in the NBA's Eastern Conference standings. The team's center, Joel Embiid, has expressed hope that Simmons will be traded soon and the team will replace him with someone who is willing to work harder to help the team win an NBA championship. Philadelphia's notoriously vocal fans share Embiid's sentiment and are looking forward to shipping Ben Simmons off to another city as soon as possible. Simmons' decision to stay home this season is costing him $30 million in annual pay, as the team does not have to pay him while he remains on self-inflicted vacation. To grant Ben Simmons his wish, the 76ers have been shopping him for nearly 9 months now. The Sixers management team apparently wants the other team's star player in return, along with one or two role players or a couple of draft picks in return for Simmons. The other NBA teams, like those of us with two eyes, are not stupid, and they haven't taken the bait. In car terms, the Philadelphia 76ers are trying to market Ben Simmons as a seldom-used sleek Maserati. But his own Carfax NBA statistics indicate that he is actually valued on the basketball court more like an old Ford sedan. Unsurprisingly, there have been zero takers at Philadelphia's current asking price. This weekend, former Houston Rockets shooting guard, now in Brooklyn, James Harden, is leading the Ben Simmons trade rumors. Simmons for Harden. On the surface, the transaction makes little sense, as Brooklyn has more than its share of players who want to shoot the basketball, like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And Ben Simmons' shyness at shooting the basketball might seem to be a good fit with the current Nets organization. For Philadelphia, James Harden would be easily an improvement in scoring over Simmons, but he's also a notorious ball hog, too. Remember that Philadelphia is doing just fine right now without either Ben Simmons or James Harden on the floor for them. As the media-fueled rumor mill works overtime this week trying to speculate on where Ben Simmons may land, it's quite possible that nothing happens at all. Since Simmons has refused to report to Philadelphia and play basketball, the team is not paying him one single dime right now. They can afford to be patient and wait for a desperate team to come knocking on their door. But on the other hand, Philadelphia's management team is fooling themselves if they don't realize that Ben Simmons and his heavy associated baggage, like a $30 million annual salary, shooting problems, and his mental frailty, make him an expensive gamble for any other NBA team, too. The biggest mistake that Philadelphia made was simply drafting Ben Simmons as their number one pick in the first place. They should go ahead and cut their losses, get the best deal they can, and move ahead without him. And the sooner, the better. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.